Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, I'm looking at this name up on my screen, Dan. I was told we're going to go to the rally in Doylestown, Bucks County, in front of the commissioners as they wait the phone call on the secret bat line from Rachel Levine to tell them what's the reopening date. You know, what do you do for something like this? It's like a gender reveal or something, you know, the date. What will the date be? Are they in the building? Are they going to put it up on the side of the wall? Yeah, the big moment. That's it. So, Dan, I thought we were going to interview the guy who has a big rally going on of business people, particularly there in front of the commissioners. Yesterday, he called in. His name was Nick Andrews. I don't know what happened. I see a name, Josh Hogan, up here. Let's go to Josh Hogan and see who he is. Hey, Josh, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Hi, Don. Thanks again for having me.
Well, yesterday you were Nick Andrews. What are you, Leonardo DiCaprio and Catch Me If You Can? Why did you need a pseudonym? Were you under pressure before or what?
Yeah, it's a good question. I've never really had Facebook, so a couple of weeks ago my wife and I started getting involved with this stuff, made an account just to get on and start using it and interacting, and in the couple of weeks since that's happened, you know, this whole thing has blown up, so... Just yesterday presented a good opportunity for me to just switch over to start using my real name and, you know, really get involved with these business owners.
Good. I'm glad you are, Josh. If you call in and say you're Sammy from Timbuktu tomorrow, that's good too. So you're in Doylestown. Where are you exactly if people can swing over and join you in this rally?
Yeah, so right now everybody is congregating near the entrance on the East Court Street side of the building. We're looking at potentially moving down to the primary intersection, which is just to the south side of the courthouse. Mm-hmm. But you can't miss the group. It's already about 40 or 50 strong right in front of the entrance.
That is a very nice turnout considering the time and everything else and business owners, Josh. And what is it specifically? You want them to reopen Bucks. What would you be satisfied with the date? I'm putting the date at June 5th. They're going to hear from today to go to yellow. Would that be satisfactory, or is that too long?
We feel like that's too long, you know, especially given the commissioners walking back their statements a little bit yesterday. We're going to be very happy with anything that moves us to yellow before June, I would say. But I think what's important now is to keep applying the pressure and make sure that even once we have a date and we know when we're going to go yellow, we still take all the right steps to get through yellow and through green as soon as we can.
Well, nobody even knows what those steps are. You're aware of that, right? So we have to pressure them because Rachel Levine, Josh, has said that no county is close to green, so there's no plan to get to green at this point. That's how incompetent they are.
Yeah, it's somewhere where I do give our commissioners credit is they're staying very far ahead of the contact tracing issue. Our county is doing a really good job on that. There's other metrics that they're trying to stay ahead of. So within the framework of what they have to do, I think that they're being aggressive and trying to get it done. But you're right, it's all arbitrary and up in the air now, so we just have to keep our eyes open.
Absolutely. So, Josh, where do people find you on Facebook?
So it's Reopen Bucks County PA is our group. If you search for it, you can join the group, and then we have several events being created from within the group as well.
Very good, Josh. Thank you very much. I hope you have a great turnout today, and I hope the commissioners get the call sometime for May. Thank you, Josh Hogan. Thanks for joining us again.
Yep. Thanks, Dom.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Oh, oh, oh.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh,